somebody cool in to talk about a cool group this morning. The group is called Devoted Dads, Fathers Rise Together. Shaquana McIntyre is in our studios to tell us more. Hey, Shaquana, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I think it was, we were just talking, I think it was Kim Young who mentioned this group, and I'm really curious to know a little bit more about it. Sometimes dads in this modern day and age can kind of get a bad rap, and an organization that supports dads and helps them, I think, is definitely worth talking about. Tell us about the organization.
Awesome. Thank you. You're right. In this day and age, fathers are continually getting a bad rap. Most often, the stereotype that follows fathers is deadbeat dads. So Fathers Rise Together is a father's focused organization, and we are focused on providing support to fathers to get them reengaged in their kids' lives and support them if they're already engaged in their lives so that the family can stay unified.
Back in the day, when maybe things were a little bit simpler, kids had role models growing up. Boys and girls had both parents at home, and they had those role models growing up. Mm-hmm. But if a boy has grown up without a father for whatever reason, again, too, there was a time when parents split up and the custody went to the mother automatically. And so maybe boys growing up didn't really have a role model, didn't really have a pattern to follow in terms of becoming a father. How has that affected the men, perhaps, that you see that grew up without kind of a pattern to follow?
It affects them tremendously, because if you don't have a pattern, then you often create a pattern, and it often is a journey of trauma. And so if that's your experience, that's what you're going to pass down. And that's the goal of Fathers Rise Together, is breaking some of that generational curses when it comes to fatherhood, and actually having a conversation and creating a circle to have a conversation with fathers to talk about some of that. We talk about the emotional state, the financial state, the psychological state. We kind of get into everything in our Devoted Dads program, and it also helps reduce child abuse in the home, because fathers are actually in a place where they can get some information from other fathers who need the same support that they have.
It seems like peer support in many cases is just really a key piece of the puzzle, because I think maybe we're all the same in that it takes us meeting someone who's walking in our shoes before we really want to listen
right.
to them. Is that what you're seeing?
Yes, that is exactly what we're seeing. A lot of fathers who have been incarcerated, they often create relationships with other fathers who've been incarcerated. But there's the recidivism. If they're going back and forth to jail, that's less time that they're away from their, that's more time that they're away from their kids. And so for every minute that they're away from their kids, that's every minute taken away from them to change the trajectory of that child's life. So, yeah, mentorship is very important, especially in a community where there are no father programs. Fathers Rise Together is the only father-focused program in the Twin Ports area.
Wow. Do you find that fathers are a little surprised sometimes at how important they are?
They're not surprised.
They've known, regardless of whatever they've been hearing, they
right.
know they're important.
They know they're important. They don't believe what I'm finding after having a conversation with a gentleman yesterday. What I'm finding is they're more surprised that, one, there's an organization that is saying, no, we get it. We just got to get you out here to support you so that you can start making a presence in a larger form instead of just in your household, because it's going to be the unity of fathers that actually make our society start listening to them. I think what we've had is one father here, one father there, and I think it's going to be connecting them on a larger scale that makes people start respecting fatherhood more. Society has been able to push fathers backwards because we have gone through that period of, well, we need to empower mothers, we need to empower mothers, we need to empower women. The truth is that we've spent so much time and money empowering women, we completely forgot about the father. All fathers don't have that same privilege as a lot of fathers, as a lot of men have had over the years. And so because fatherhood is connected to malehood, fatherhood has been ignored. So, yes.
Wow. No, that's I'm just blown away because that's exactly what has happened. Mm-hmm. And you're right that the pendulum kind of had to swing. It in a sense, it maybe needed to swing way mm-hmm. far over there to help women, but fathers are so important. And if you have been blessed enough to have a wonderful father, you know mm-hmm. that kids of both sexes really appreciate that person and that role in their lives.
Yes.
So if you know a father that you feel, you know, maybe could be more involved or would want to be more involved in their kid's life, and for whatever reason, they're really not in that place and they don't really know what to do. Is the program open to everybody? How can people get involved?
Yes, we have. So the program is open to everyone. It's self-referral. Social workers can make referrals. Probation officers can make referrals. Courts can make referrals.
But you don't have to be in the court system necessarily.
No, you don't have to. You can do a self-referral as well.
Can just be a dad mm-hmm. that wants to join the organization.
Right. A dad who's saying, you know what, I need more because I'm losing my mind and nobody's hearing me. And so yesterday I spoke with a father. He was a self-referral and he really just picked up the phone and called me. And I said, come to the class. We're there and you can do the referral paperwork when you get there. It's 2 hours. We don't provide child care at this time. We are looking to include that in our programming for fathers who have their kids on the weekends that we are offering classes. We do provide food, and there is limited transportation for fathers depending on where they are residing at this time.
Well, it sounds like a remarkable program, and I hope that we can get some additional fathers connected. Either fathers that feel like, wow, I'm on top of the world, mm-hmm. Things are going really well for me as a dad, and I want to share those blessings with other people, or fathers, like you say, who feel like they're losing their minds and no one's hearing them. There's somebody out there with ears.
Right, yes, and they can call us at 218-461-1722.
All right. We'll get a link set up. We'll get some information available on our website so folks can find you.
Thank you.
Shaquana, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Shaquana McIntyre joined us this morning. Devoted Dads and Fathers Rise Together. We'll get contact information up on our webpage at kumd.org.